Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome in and happy opening day. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass and hanging out today at Hockey Town Cafe, downtown Detroit. John, happy opening day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I tell you what, Heather, I don't know if you saw this on the way down. I am generally not paying close enough attention, but the city this morning, the skyline with the buildings with the lights on, downtown Detroit is ready, and it looked great. I can't wait for the sun to come up. I can't wait for the great weather we're going to have today. Heather, I know it's not warm enough for you, but
it's a little chilly.
It is. It's
right now.
It's not 65 degrees, but
50 at first pitch.
It's gonna be super nice. Pitch.
So okay. So what's the overall temp gonna be? Is it better that I didn't lock in?
I don't think we're gonna get quite to 55 today.
No, I think we'll probably be 52, 53.
It better be better.
I'll sit out there with a thermometer so you can be right.
Yeah. Well, they'll put it up on the
big board. Yeah. No, I think if the first pitch is 49 by the time the game is over, I'm guessing we warm up to 52, 53.
Hopefully 54. So I'm right.
This woman, come on.
This woman,
come
why?
On, look at this.
Woman!
I could say this guy, but that's not appropriate. You said the skyline was great on your way in today.
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks, Tony. Is that how we're going to refer to? Let's go to the woman for the news.
Yeah. Tell us what's going on in the news. We'll get to that. We got a cookie jar early today with all kinds of opening day fun questions. But let's ask the question about opening day that you wanted to know.
Yeah, I want to know, is this a day, you got three options for the family. Is this a day with the buddies, the dudes, or is it a girl's day out? Are you going with friends, or is this one of those where, hey, okay, now I'm 35, I've got two kids, and they're 8 and 10. Used to go every day or every opening day with the buddies, but now I'm thinking I'm going to take the kids. Have you made the switch?
Well, we thought about it. Colin already, he's like, what do you think the temp's going to be? I got him all Tigers gear. Should I throw the kids, get a stroller, head on down there? I'll meet you after work.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then he's like, what is there to do with little kids down there? And then he's second-guessing that decision. I don't think he's going to make it. But
so is he thinking about bringing him and going to the game or just walking around
thought.
Town?
Yeah, no. I think he just wanted to meet me after work, kind of take in all the sights and sounds around town. But then he kind of is like, I don't know if it's good for little ones.
Oh, I think so. In my experience, crowds are great. People watching for kids,
as long as they're contained.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'd be in the stroller, right? Emily might want to be walking around.
She might want to walk though.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome. Bring them down, walk around, see the sights, smell the smells. Mm-hmm. There's already people setting up tents. It's going to be a great day. I would 100% support Colin.
Well, maybe I can convince him.
Yeah,
by the
come
end
on
of the
down,
show.
Bud. Yeah. Yes, come on down.
As a non-parent, though, is the drunkest day of the year the best day to bring the kids down?
Yeah, because it's so entertaining.
No, I don't think so.
Right, but if you're going in, all right, that's one thing because there'll be people that'll be hammered before the first pitch, but it's more of a rare occasion than it is in the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
come the seventh inning stretch, they cut, you know, drinks off, and everybody's trying to get their last, you know.
But she's talking 10, 11, noon, that peak pregame where people are getting sloshed.
Yeah, but I don't know that they're going to be all that hammered yet. There'll be some people.
Don't you doubt people, John.
Oh, no, no. But there'll certainly be some people, and they'll be on their way. They're not going to be sober, but I think it's kind of that sweet spot where before they get too gone.
Okay.
And become completely ridiculous and forget all, you know, social norms, and they treat kids differently. Like you, I'm sure. How many drinks does it take for you to boo kids? Like, if Colin brings the kids down, are you just going to boo them as walking?
They're wearing White Sox gear. Bring them on. But, John, I think the other thing you can do is you can always go into the ballpark early. And they've stressed that. I think 10:30.
That's when the gates open?
Well, I know they have like a happy hour starting at 10:30. You don't have to partake. You can bring the kids in anytime.
Sure.
At that point, and see the park, and if it's getting to be too mosh pity out, you know, in the tailgate area,
you go to the safe confines of Comerica, where the taps open at 10:30. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be better scene.
Space out, go to your seat, grab a hot dog, like take in opening day. I think it's more about your buddies. I think it's, and that's classic no kid guy answer. But I think today I got some friends who will be here. We'll meet up before the game. I'll see them inside. It'll be good.
So normally I would disagree with you, and in part I do, because if it was me, I would much rather be with the kids. But I think this is one of those, it's a holiday here in Detroit. And if you've got a tradition, I'm big on traditions, as we all know. If you've got a tradition of coming down with your buddies, and you've been doing it since, hey, we graduated high school, we came down senior year, this is our one time to get together as friends. Hey, the kids don't have to be involved in everything. Go ahead, keep it a girl's day, keep it a guy's day, and go out and just have a good time.
Yeah, I totally think it is a day for you and your friends, family, but maybe not little kids. Like, I don't even love seeing little baby kids at the games.
Yeah, I don't see the point in that.
I don't either. Like, go out with your 21 and up friends, go have some adult beverages, and have some fun.
I actually think it's a lot of fun if, like, you are, like, a 22, 23, and you go with dad. Right?
Yeah, that's fun.
That could be really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if we have to take dad home in a wheelchair.
Wheelbarrow him out of the place. He's just.
That's the benefit of having kids, right? Got one of them. They get to hold enough. Hey, you're 17. You're driving home.
Heather, you said you don't like little kids. What is the cutoff?
I'm not sure yet, because I think I did take my daughter to a game when she was like 8 months, but we were in the Tiger's Den and we weren't out in the sun. We weren't exposed to really anything. And we had gotten tickets. I think Brooks is too little to take. And he's one.
So I've done both, right? I've carried the kids and I've also taken them where they can walk. It is much easier as a parent, even if they, you know, like Teddy right now, can't say what he wants all the time, but he can walk. As long as they are mobile and they can eat real food, I don't have to bring food for them. And I can get, you know, I can cut up a hot dog in there. I can give them French fries. Mm-hmm. I do all that. Like, that is where I'm good with. I don't want to have to pull out a baby jar or a bottle or anything like that. That to me, if they're past that, then it's good to go.
Yeah, but Brooks can't sit still. Like, it'd be pointless. All he'd want to do is run around the concourse, maybe go on the Ferris wheel, but that I'm just going for a one-year-old and just to run around a big concourse. Like, it's pointless.
What age are they down to stick around for the whole game? Because that's part of this, too. You don't want to leave, like, three innings
25.
No, the games are quicker now.
They are much quicker.
I'd say five and up.
You think a five-year-old sticking around for all nine?
Well, yeah, they want to go on the Ferris wheel, too, in the merry-go-round or whatever.
Them.
But,
yeah,
maybe get their face painted. But I think they could stick around. The games are pretty quick now.
Yes, they are. I don't know. I'm of the mindset I want them to be able to do it just like taking them fishing. As soon as they start getting antsy and not wanting to stay, I'm gone.
Because you don't want it to become a bad experience.
Yeah, I don't want it to be a bad experience. Yeah. I don't want it to be every time I say, hey, let's go to the game, and they're like, oh, it's nine innings.
Yeah,
it's going to
make me stick around. Boring.
Yeah. I mean, you can handle it however you want with your kids, but for me, it's usually fifth, sixth inning. Up until, I mean, Jack's good to go. He'd be actually mad if we left before the game was over.
That's what I'm asking. I think that, to me,
he's 14,
would be, you want it to be an age where, they can eat regular food, but also they have the patience to sit through the whole baseball game with you, because you don't want to leave early, especially on a game like this. You're going down for opening day.
I'd say 10 or 11, but it also depends on how the game goes. Yeah. if there's home runs, kids are no different than the rest of us. They like to see action. They don't want to see, you know, Jack Flaherty throw a no-hitter. While we may appreciate the excellence of that, I don't think a 10-year-old is going to. Where are all the hits? Where's all the cheers? Where's all the fun?
Well, and as cool as a bunch of ground balls and fly balls would be, there's a difference.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We start with something fun. Is today about the boys and the girls and going with your friends? Or is today about bringing your boys and girls, your kids to the game? Is it a family day or a friend's day? 248-539-9797.
Yeah. And again, I think I would err on this is more the friend's day.
Yes, for sure.
It's the holiday down here. It is, especially, and I'll reemphasize, especially if you have something that you have done for a number of years.
What are you doing today? What's the plan?
What's the plan? I'm out of here at 10:01.
Okay, because you know I'm going to be downtown for most of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised you're not rocking your Tigers gear.
But does he have any?
I don't. You better have some.
I have Tigers.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I mean, you wore blue, I guess.
I'm wearing blue. I'm going in with a media pass. You can't be decked out.
Oh, look at me.
Are you serious?
Backstage pass.
Well, no, I don't think
look
it's...
Look at me. I'm Jim Costa.
I don't mean it that way.
Can everybody make sure that you know I'm on the morning show?
You can't wear Tigers gear if you have a media pass?
If you're in the press box, you shouldn't be cheering for the team.
Why?
That's 101. That's cheer, press 101. You shouldn't be decked out in gear.
Where's your hat?
You shouldn't be in gear. I don't ever wear hats.
Well, so, today you could.
You're Detroit media.
Yeah, but you don't wear fan gear into a working press box.
All the people that I worked with for the Tigers always wore Tigers
team
branded
employees.
Gear.
You're supposed to.
They sat in the press box.
Okay, well, from 6 to 10, you could wear your Tigers gear and then take off your Tigers hat or whatever it is.
I could have. I could have brought a change of clothes.
And she's got the old English.
I'm double layered. I've got another Tigers tiger shirt.
I don't need to take the clothes off.
Oh, guys.
I got the Tigers hat. I've got my jersey from my first pitch.
Yeah.
I noticed.
I'm ready to go.
He's rocking Jansen 7-7
on
the back.
Just in case Jack can't go, I loosened up the arm a little bit this morning. Ready to go.
Are you doing the play ball today? Because we don't know who it is yet, right?
No, it's not me. I can let you know. It's not me. Yeah.
It'll be one of the things we talk about.
It would be awesome.
It'll be in the cookie jar today, 6:35. Oh. Opening day, open lines, Tigers playing. It's great. It's 97-1.
Hey, Detroit, opening day at Comerica Park is here, and I've got your drink for the season. Surfside iced tea and vodka made with real brewed tea with summer in mind. Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar with no bubbles, and they're a proud partner of the Detroit Tigers. Surfside's iced tea and lemonade variety packs are so good, and with no carbonation, they're super easy to drink. Just look for Surfside Sunset Stripes. Surfside iced tea and vodka, sunshine in a can. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live downtown all morning long, getting ready for Tiger baseball against the White Sox. John's question was, is today about the kids or is today about your friends? Is today a family day? What is today for you? 248-539-9797. Texter says, hey guys, happy opening day. I skipped 11th grade classes and went to opening day, and now I continue the tradition. This will be 49 in a row. My grown kids all come along. I'm on the way now. Signed, Carl.
All right. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Started out in high school playing hooky.
49 in a row. Follow it up. What are you going to do next year for the 50th?
Got to have some big plans.
Got to have some huge plans. Maybe you might have grandkids by that time, eh?
Yeah, maybe.
They stay home, though.
That was what you're asking, the cutoff. Hey, opening day is for adults only. Have fun. Another ticket texter says Saturday and Sunday are about bringing the family. But opening day is about the beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
That way you can leverage 2 trips to the ballpark.
And Sunday is kids' day, which is the best day to bring a kid.
See, I didn't know that.
They get free face painting, free rides in the carousel, Ferris wheel. It's all free.
Oh, okay.
Running.
And they run the bases if they can stay the whole game.
How many beers does it take to boo Kelly Stafford and her kids? 0. What else? Someone says there's bark.
It's perfect. Yeah, I mean, lots of pretzels.
To throw?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Projectiles?
Yeah.
Texter says...
Zero, he says. They have bark. I'll boo him anyway.
visiting fans get booed. It's not deeper than that. It's not personal.
Children?
Visiting fans. Ticket Texter says they do bark at the park. What about mew at the park, Jim? Cats could not behave themselves in mass. That would be a terrible idea.
Well, you can't bring Roomba in your backpack?
We could.
Or your MERS?
We have a carrier for him. He hates other cats. It would be a disaster.
I could see Costa with the
one of those
MERS. Like, and a little cat
head peeking out.
Sticking out to the corner. Hey, little fella.
So is it about your friends, your kids, or your pets? 248 539-9797. We'll collect those ticket texts. We got Cookie Jar coming up at 635.
Are cats allowed to wear fan gear?
In the press box?
No, not in the press box, but to the game. Yeah.
General public. Sure.
Sorry, we can't let your cat in.
He's going to be cheering too loud.
Sweater.
He's biased. Can't have it. Hey, part of today is the double dip. You got the Red Wings later tonight. I hate to change the mood to a team nobody's excited about. But the question is, do you want them to win games at this point? Because there are fans who believe you got a better chance staying in the lottery. You can move up as many as 10 spots. Right now, they're 11. They still have a shot to move up as high as one. If they win a couple games but don't make the playoffs, you may end up in no man's land. What's the rooting interest for Red Wing fans tonight? Or how about just you, John?
It's not
in you to lose.
It's always win. But you wake up this morning and they're 6 points back. It's not going to happen. I'm ready to stick a knife in it.
Taps?
What's that?
Taps?
Yeah. I mean, it's 6 points. You think they could make up 6 points?
In eight games? No.
No, and because it would take for one of the other teams, the Canadians, and we know that they play the Canadians, but it would take a Minnesota Twins last year epic disaster for it to happen. Now, nobody's been great, but I don't think you can count on Montreal, the Rangers, and Columbus to be that bad. And you be that good. Like, both things have to happen at the same time, and it's not going to happen.
So the answer is that a fan should want them to lose then tonight? Like, I'm going to the game. I still want them to win. I don't care about the lottery anymore. I've seen this team take enough players that are 2 and 3 years away. As slim as it may be, win, force the issue.
And honestly, I haven't looked at the prospects coming out.
You haven't done your hockey scouting yet?
No. And Mr. Hockey Man, if they were to, quote-unquote, tank, and they had miraculous lottery luck and got the number one overall pick, is there a Bedard? Is there a, who is it? Is there somebody that would be draftable that would impact them next year or even in 2 years?
No, this is not one of those, as far as I know.
It's not one of these generational,
get the guy who's going to be here.
Right, yeah. So every other year is a generational talent, which kind of defeats the purpose of the whole of it, generational name.
So think about the cosmetic portion of this, though. Okay. If they somehow got the sixth worst record, which I think is the best case scenario, and won the lottery, does that matter? Like, for in terms of putting pressure on, do they need the embarrassment?
What do you mean the embarrassment?
So they get the one overall pick can't produce a winner.
Well, right. But the fact that the Detroit Red Wings came into the season with playoff expectations and they have the number one pick in the draft. Or how about this benchmark, 82 points? That's a point per game. They're going to finish worse than last year.
Yeah, last year they had 91.
But do these other things matter in terms of applying pressure on the organization? Do they?
Certainly. If you're going backwards, it's the wrong direction. And I don't care if it's, okay, if you're at 86 and then you go down to 81, I mean, that would, or you go down. Yeah, it's absolutely, you're going in the wrong direction. It has to add pressure to what they're expected to do.
So Jim has a ticket package. They couldn't get a point per game this year?
I know.
How do you react?
I know. Well, what do you mean? Like, in terms of, do you renew?
Yeah.
Yeah, that and just
Or did
in
you
general.
Already?
You had to already.
Oh, you did it, didn't you?
I like going to games.
I'm not proud
of this product at all.
It's part of the problem.
We had to renew before March. Convenient, huh?
Before March.
Let's get to Heather with
that.
That's
brilliant by the Wings.
You guys, a Rochester Hills woman was arrested at McDonald's in Troy, of course, after she was found asleep behind the wheel in the drive-thru line. Mm. Yeah, so officers showed up. They woke up this 26-year-old woman, and she told them that she had just one drink about an hour ago. Probably a lie because her BAC was 0.128%, even higher when they took her to lockup for a chemical test. So she was arrested for drunk driving. Troy police, man, they always get them.
Oh, yeah.
They always
well, especially
get
those
them.
That are asleep in the drive-thru.
Wonder if she made her order yet, or she didn't even get there. Had she made it and then not picked it up?
She ordered an ice cream. She was waiting for the machine to be fixed.
Exactly.
It wasn't her fault.
Yeah. See, officer, the ice cream machine was broken. You guys, I've got an update on that home explosion in Southgate. So the 37-year-old woman who was rescued from underneath the rubble of the home and was hospitalized has now passed away from her injuries. The man that was blown from the home and found out on the front yard still remains in the hospital in critical condition. He suffered extensive burns and internal injuries. It's just horrific. Family members say the victims are Amber Benedict and her husband, Paul. Amber, according to her sister, was talented at decorating and baking and was just an all-around good person, just like her husband. Everything is still under investigation as far as what caused this, but they do believe it is a gas-related issue. The cat died in the fire as well. A dog is still missing. This is so sad, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Those photos are crazy when you see what happened, the aftermath at least. Thankfully, nobody was injured after a 13-year-old girl crashed her mom's car into the side of somebody else's home. Happened just after noon on Wednesday. Police were alerted to a vehicle that crashed into this single-family home. This was in Ingham County. And when they got there, they found that the vehicle was then parked at a nearby apartment complex, and that's when they discovered, a young girl behind the wheel. She also had three additional minors in the car with her at the time of the crash.
Jeez.
She said she took the car without her mom knowing.
Wow.
Scary, right?
Yes.
Hey, this is cool. Michigan and MSU rank among America's top 10 college towns.
All right.
Yeah, which is great. So Ann Arbor ranks 9th and East Lansing ranks 6th. This was in Rent Cafe's best college towns in the U.S. list. And they looked at a whole bunch of different metrics for 235 college towns. So they looked at living, tuition fees, graduation rates, natural amenities, I'm guessing, you know, parks and things like that, air quality, environment options, and a whole lot more. So they said East Lansing and Ann Arbor are both newcomers to this list, so they've never been in the top 10 before. And they said East Lansing ranks high due to affordable quality living, artistic venues and entertainment establishments, and innovative environment. And Ann Arbor ranks high due to its high quality education at a university with tradition, youthful, educated population, and eclectic environment.
Yeah. Your reaction to Michigan falling behind MSU there?
I tried to emphasize that a little bit.
Yeah, you see why I had to put it in the news.
Big top 10, it's, okay, whatever. Yeah.
It always comes out of stupid rivalry stuff.
Yeah,
is why
I'm just glad they're 6 and 9.
Of course you are, John. Of course you are.
Do you have who's number one? I wanted to guess.
Well, just happy that they're in the top 10. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a whole list.
Is Madison.
Who's one?
Number one.
No. Montana State University.
Number one. Hard to compete with that. Who's two?
Two is Washington State University, followed by University of Florida, Appalachian State University, Clemson University.
App State's awesome.
Michigan State. University of Idaho. Brigham Young University, University of Michigan, and Stanford.
Round out the top 10.
Okay. Right. Seems reasonable.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you. I've never been to them, so sure, it seems reasonable.
I didn't think you were an expert on Palo Alto, but sure, yeah, it's number 10.
I'm just gauging on the ones I've been to.
Yeah.
And Palo Alto, that's a great town.
I mean, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been to the town, so
yeah.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
The best game environment
that
I've been to.
I wouldn't call it affordable living.
No, not at all.
I was super impressed with Wisconsin. I know you've been to Wisconsin.
Oh, Madison
is a great college town.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever said this on air. Madison or University of Wisconsin was a close second when I was making my decision. Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah, the couple of lakes there, they actually have ice fishing classes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I
was so close.
It's Heather with the news.
Ace that one.
Not a surprise. Coming up next, it's the Cookie Jar Opening Day Edition. It's 97.1. Opening day edition. The cookie jar is brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Six questions, all baseball opening day related. And the first, you get into the ballpark, what's the go-to purchase?
Oh, well, for me, it would be hot dog. Got to have a number of hot dogs. I might even go with the sausage. But yeah, I definitely got to go.
Toppings?
Mustard. I don't go ketchup. To me is that's not going to go that way. I know Heather that you're all
ketchup
about the ketchup.
All ketchup.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to go that route. But I am going to go hot dog and probably sauce. I'll go with the double.
Heather.
You know what? It's funny. The first thing that came to my head was not food related because I'm not obviously a big foodie. I would probably go to like the D shop and get maybe a new shirt or a hat or like a something to wear or the big tiger claw.
Yeah. So I'm going sausage. You're going deep shop.
I'm with you on that. Do you do peppers and onions?
On the sausage, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, yeah, that's gotta
that's
be,
great.
Yeah.
Although, how about the kid in me still, and we'll do it with the kids now, is the helmet ice cream.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. That's a good one.
Yeah.
They get the D, you know, you can put it on your head during the game.
Oh, is it a big one?
No.
No, it's little. Yeah.
On the point of my head?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, without hair, it might fit.
Yeah.
Heather, I get what you're trying to do. Message sent. For me, yeah. It is the Italian sausage with the peppers and onions. That's the go-to. Day game or night game?
Oh, I'm all about the day game. I'm all about the day game. I think the day game, 110 is perfect. I'll even go, like we had talked about the other day, 410. Love that first pitch. Night games are better now because they're, 640? So, to me,
you still get sunlight?
I'd kind of be indifferent. I'd say all of them, but if I had to choose,
and you do,
I would say a day game.
Night game all the way. There is nothing better than the environment, atmosphere at night underneath the lights. You don't have the blazing sun beating down on you. It's just, I would love a night game every single game.
Mine is the 410. I love you go from afternoon to evening. Like the setting in Cleveland when we went to that game was just ideal.
Day game. Baseball was meant to be played during the day.
Yes, I agree.
What's one change you'd make to Comerica Park? They're always tinkering. People didn't like some of the things they did this time. What would you do?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I mean, I do like, even though I'm never going to sit in the home plate club, and I don't know if you guys noticed when we pulled in, they took all of our parking spots for the home plate club.
Yeah.
How dare they? I saw that, and I said, are these people
making us walk down a flight of stairs? What?
Getting our steps in.
I think Jim got to park on the lower level with that media badge thing.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's got to wear it everywhere.
He's not wearing Tigers gear.
It's like Wayne's World. He's got the backstage pass. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, we don't get the ass cooling technology in the press box. That's only for the Ritzy and the home plate club. Uh-huh.
Mine would be more of an overhang
with
the upper deck, and that would give shade, but also it's more intimate. I thought that. I can deal with the dimensions and the difference from Tiger Stadium, but I thought they should have built the stadium that way.
So I'll jump in real quick. Remove the nets that they've put up down the baselines. I understand the threat of getting a liner over top of, but that's where you want to go and catch a foul ball. And now it has to be, you know, a perfect launch angle for it to come down and you to actually get one.
John wants people hospitalized at baseball games.
Yeah, come on. It's a rare occasion. It's a rare occasion.
I'm surprised. Those nets don't bother me. I remember when they were going up, I was like, oh, this is the worst idea ever, basically for your reasoning. And then they went up and I'm like, huh, they're fine.
Yeah.
They don't really bother me.
I watch so many games through a chain link fence because of watching the kids baseball and softball. I don't want to have to look through a net, even though it's not that obstructive. Just don't like it.
Heather, you're at the park a bunch.
I know, but I can't think of anything that I'd really, really want to change. It'd probably be the things people don't see, like things internally in the park, but I don't really have any changes I'd really want to see.
For me, move the scoreboard over so we don't have the awkward T with the gaps. Make it a full scoreboard again.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Would you rather pitch a no-hitter or hit a walk-off grand slam?
This one's easy. Walk-off grand slam. There's no question about it. I understand the rareness of a no-hitter and how sweet that is, but chicks dig the long ball.
Heather?
My instant reaction was probably what John said, but then I thought, well, no,
yeah,
no, no.
Chicks dig the long ball, I told you.
But no, but then I thought, well, no, I want the more, the thing that's more difficult to do and more rare. I would want the no-hitter.
Grand slam, man. The instantaneous joy.
Uh-huh.
Clearing them all.
Oh, man. That's the walk-off grand slam, I think, would be just epic.
I was at Comerica when Rajai Davis hit a walk-off grand slam years and years ago, more than 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's a great
awesome game.
Oh, I'd have a great bat flip, too.
Mine would be the walk-off grand slam, and the deal breaker would be you did not put a note in here that it couldn't be an inside the park grand slam, which is the most exciting play, I think, in baseball. My son did it on his 10th birthday.
I don't want to get to home plate and be completely out of breath.
No, I want one swing.
I want to touch them all, trot around the bases. I'm going to do the Kurt Gibson double pump around second base.
I would love the franticness of doing that to win a game. I think it would be amazing.
What's your favorite opening day memory?
Oh, man. I'd have to go with the one I mentioned yesterday. It's the snow globe. It's Miggy hitting that home run. And knowing that he was near the end of his career, even though I think at that point he had another, 2 years after that, I thought that that was perfect. And it's one that is just etched in my memory. I will absolutely never forget that.
Heather?
Mine's more personal, obviously, because I worked there for so many years. It's going to be my first opening day that I ever worked, ever really stepped foot in there was in 2013. And I almost felt some of those same excited nervousness jitters as I was walking down the steps of the parking structure. I could feel, I was like, oh my gosh, I used to feel like this every single time I came to Comerica Park. And I was so excited, so nervous, didn't know what I was doing. And then boom, I'm on camera in front of 45,000 people.
Mm-hmm. So I got two here. The actual one time I remember it being 70 degrees on opening day, which back in the 90s, it was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is personal. It's actually the same year as yours.
Is it really?
I got to go on the field before the game and meet Jim Leland in person. I've always loved and respected the guy from even when he managed here. That was really cool.
Yeah.
20 years to the day, April 4th, 2005, Dimitri Young's three home run day.
Yeah.
Who's hitting three home runs today, John?
Oh, well, let's go Torque.
All right, there you go.
Let's go Torque.
Well, nobody went with Harvey's walk-off?
A couple years ago, man, addressing the crowd, 2022.
It was a great moment, and it was his
moment.
Oh, moment.
So there's a mystery celebrity who has not been named who's going to yell play ball today. Who do you hope it is? Who should it be?
I hope it's Dan Campbell. Play ball, man.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
I hope it is, too. It was not somebody on my mind, but that would be awesome.
It would be awesome. I mean, especially if... I mean, he's got to have the walkout music. It's got to be Metallica. This place would go bonkers.
He comes out. He's our version of Stone Cold Steve Austin. He smashes two beers, and he goes, play ball, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Mine's actually going to be Brad Holmes, because an hour earlier, he's going to acquire Trey Hendrickson. He's going to come out and do a little two-step and dance all around and hold
the
receipt.
He's
going to
make the announcement. Yeah, that's when they make the announcement. Deal's done, but he has
everybody on
absolute radio silence, and he comes out and goes, first, I would like to announce that we have acquired Trey Hendrickson. Play ball!
Mic drop. Just have Trey Hendrickson throw out the first pitch at that point. That'd be great.
And Chef Brad would be wearing a chef hat.
Bonus one, what is the drink of choice today on one of the drunkest days in Detroit? To me, it's Oberon. Signifies the start of spring. Perfect for baseball season. Give me a beer. Give me Oberon.
You know what? I'd have to go with my Jack and Coke.
Okay. Jack and Coke Jerry? Where are your seats today?
That's Tom? Mine. He stole it.
Okay. Heather?
Anything vodka related, for sure.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That'd be
perfect.
Fine.
Something for everybody today.
Yeah, a little something on ice.
Yours isn't a fruity drink?
I like a fruity drink.
Long daiquiris?
Oh, the daiquiris? Sure, pass me a couple of them. It tastes good. That's good enough for me.
This guy walking around with one of those daiquiris.
Yeah.
Double-fisted daiquiris coming up in about 2 hours.
Yes, with Roomba sticking out of his merch.
Yes.
That's the end of the price chart. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. It's 97.1.
I already mentioned it. Hey, I love the long ball. I love the grand slams. Baseball fans all love the long ball, and FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every single Tuesday during MLB season. because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on those long balls, you bet on the home run, you could take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or you're going opposite field, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hanging out downtown Detroit, looking over at Comerica Park, thinking about opening day. We got phone calls, ticket texts, open lines. We just had fun with the cookie jar. And, of course, we were asking people, is today about going with your family or your friends? Among all the other baseball stuff. AJ Hinch will join us 8:02. Dan Dickerson at 9:02. A lot of baseball on the show today. Lions changing some jersey numbers. I know people aren't happy. We'll get into that in the 7 o'clock hour.
I was surprised to see a couple of big timers move numbers, switch numbers. So yeah, we'll get to that. It'll be interesting.
Some phone calls. Tyler and Celine, good morning. Happy opening day.
Happy opening day, guys. I got a great story why you got to go to the game with your friends. So I took my twins. They were 9 years old. I took them to the game in August, and they were playing the Astros. And it was a great game. Valdez for the Astros had a no-hitter going through like 6 or 7. And, we made a poster for the Twins. We got them on the video board. We're having a good time. In like the 6th, 7th inning, they're like, all right, we're ready to go. And I was like, guys, this was a great game. It's like 1-0. We want to stay and watch it. I was trying to buy time, took them on the Ferris wheel, got the concessions, and they're like, nope, we're ready to go. And I was outnumbered, of course. So we ended up leaving. And Parker Meadows hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the ninth, and we ended up missing it.
Oh, man. Oh, you missed the game winner?
Buddy.
Yeah. I was outnumbered. They were just melted down. And so it's got to be a day for your friends.
Yeah, you going to hold it over their head for the rest of their lives?
No, I won't do that.
Only when they get in trouble and it's the full name.
Maybe when they get a little bit older, they'll understand.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler, appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening and enjoy the day, all right? We got some ticket texters weighing in. Get rid of 99% of foul territory. Bring the fans on top of the game. That's a tweak they'd like to see.
Get rid of foul territory.
So but you couldn't have foul. Well, you could have foul balls, but go into the stands. You'd be butted right up against.
You don't think you want that?
A screaming line drive.
Yeah. Again, be alert. That's my thing. Is just be alert. Get rid of the nets. Be alert.
Who would ever prefer to hit an inside the park home run? Weird, Gov.
No, you kind of caught me off guard with that.
I'm telling you what, I actually think it's one of the most exciting plays in sports, and to walk it off with a grand slam, the frenetic nature of the chasing of the ball in the outfield, going on, it's probably ricocheted somewhere, and you're trying to get all the way home, to me...
Play at the plate.
That would be fabulous.
I tell you what, I might go with you only if there is a monster collision at home plate, but I don't even... You can't even really have that anymore.
No. How often do we see inside the ballpark home runs? Like, who's got to be playing left field? They can't fish the ball out, or right field, they can't get to the ball.
They happen. There's usually one or two a year, actually.
To do it in a walk-off fashion?
That would be...
I don't know, Ryan Kreidler.
You want to talk about chaos?
Sorry. Smart.
He's here
smart
for
alarm.
His defense. That wasn't even for me, guys. Ticket text 248-539-9797. I was at the ALCS when Mags hit the bomb to go to the World Series. I was 20 rows up. The concrete was moving under my feet. Mm. Not an opening day memory, but a great baseball memory.
Yeah, that's awesome. When the excitement is so high and you can actually feel the stadium shaking, there's nothing better.
Ticket Texter says, I always see ballparks come out with new food items every year. I don't need any of that. Give me a big old wiener and a beer, baby. Eat them up, Tigers.
Yeah, there you go.
John loves a good long dong, LOL. Oh. Talking about your grand
slam.
Well,
yeah, so I was listening to Rieger and Wojo last night, and I can't remember what they kept saying about people being drunk. They were using some weird term, and people were talking, but the point of it is Rieger's the one that always calls them dongs.
Yes.
And Wojo last night emphasized the G. And they were like, hey, you know, please don't say the word dong anymore. And he kept saying dong-ga, dong-ga. Like, come on, man. But I couldn't stop laughing.
He's going to be unbearable this year, by the way.
Wojo?
Jeff.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of give, that's a given. What specifically, though?
What's this year?
When the 10 to 12 games that the Tigers' true warts show up like they did in the one.
Yeah. Law,
like the amount of time he spent on that in a couple shows the last couple of days, I'm just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the Tigers. I think we've been measured, maybe at the risk of being boring, but I don't want to overreact to getting swept by the Dodgers.
No.
And I don't think they're a playoff team to begin with, so what am I going to do, pile on and say they're only going to win 70 games? I don't want to go that far either. I think there's some promise with Torque and Mize right now that I want to see. Can they survive April and May, give themselves a chance when they get healthy, and then there's always a trade deadline?
There's some encouraging signs, and I choose right now, and I'm not going to ignore. Like, I mean, I already mentioned, we talked about it yesterday, Kreidler in center field. Like, that was frustrating. It was, and it maybe cost them the game, and Colt Keith, the error. But there are some things that I choose to look at, and I'm not sure yet if Torque is for real. I'm encouraged. And then you look at some of the other guys, and it's just, can they be a team that holds on and hangs around here in the first 30 to 45 games that is right there at 500, maybe even a couple of games above 500. Because I really think at the end of this series, they should be 5-4. I don't think there's any, in any world, should they end up losing a game. And I know it's hard to sweep a team and it's hard to go undefeated through the course of a regular season against a division opponent. You play them a lot. But I don't think there's any reason, especially early on in the season, that they shouldn't sweep the White Sox. So you get to 5-4. And it's a tough start to the season. It's tough because of the injuries and the fact that Parker Meadows isn't here. Vierling isn't here. You're trying to figure out what you're doing at third base. But there are some things I'm encouraged by that make me believe that they should at minimum be a 500 team by the time reinforcements arrive.
I agree with you. I just think it is hard to sweep a team in baseball. It really is. And you also got Job going Sunday. And that's putting him in a, okay,
He's pressure on him.
I know. Is that going to be his first appearance in Comerica Park?
No, he pitched here at the end of the regular season.
Okay.
When he came out of the bullpen, the crowd, nobody really
That's
knew
right.
what to do. Job. It was just kind of this collective, we're figuring it out on the fly chant from the fans. But they gave him this epic greeting. He came out there juiced up, and he's going to get the full deal when he comes out as the starter this weekend. It's a good point. Jackson Job's going to go through ups and downs this season.
Sure.
He didn't even get to the fifth inning in his first start. And that may happen a few times
More
this
times
season.
Than not. Yeah. I actually think, I mean, because it was, what, 78 pitches I think he had. And, I mean, what's the pitch limit that he's on? And it depends how the game is going. But I think he's probably somewhere 80 to 100 pitches early here in the season.
You know, and that's actually, first off, it might rain tomorrow. And tomorrow could be in jeopardy, which would push back the starts potentially. It might not. We don't know what's going to happen.
Sunday?
Yeah, but no, potentially, but the White Sox come, I think, at least one other time.
Oh, so they just make it a play.
Right. Yeah. So, but the point I wanted to make is, look, to me, that's kind of gone under the radar here. That's a ticket. That's a game to go see Sunday. You're seeing Jackson Job's home starting debut, and it could be backed up. So maybe not buy the ticket yet. Wait and see.
Let it play out.
Yeah.
As some would say. 248-539-9797. We're not going to get too far from baseball today. We've got the open lines. You want to talk about the festivities and the baseball team, we'll get to you. Lions jersey changes.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, your son owns one of these jerseys. How do you break it to him? We'll talk about what it means and how you feel about it next, 97.1.